Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you so much, Dave. Once again, owe a big debt of gratitude to Dave Solomon because we have said this before on the show and probably will say it again. Just counting in the past couple of days how many CDs that he has sent to me, favorites of his or music that he thinks that I will appreciate or my son, dozens and dozens through the years. And I'm telling you, this was one of the impetus, is that a word? I think so. One of the impetuses for making sure that Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy was a show that was worthwhile for you to hear, because the assembly of jazz that Dave has turned me on to or refreshed my memory about, because this is going back to my childhood now, immeasurable, just priceless stuff. And so timely, he had sent me in the past couple of weeks Soul Shadows from Joe Sample. And Joe is a big part of our show today, you can rest assured. Actually, piano is the focal point today. You're hearing Daoud Saeed in the background. That's our intro music. We are going to start off with a song, actually, by Joe Zawinul, done by Birthday Baby as of yesterday, Cannonball Adderley. No longer with us, but forever in our memories. And don't you forget, piano master Patrick Bradley comes up in the third hour of the show right here on Hybrid Jazz. Please enjoy this song.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you. mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
So good in here. A new life. for me, and I'm feeling good. In the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom in the breeze, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling mighty good, yeah. Oh, well. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a bold world and a cold world for me. And I'm feeling mighty good, y'all. Oh, yeah. Stars, when you shine, know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Freedom is mine, that's how I feel. And this old world is a bold world and a cold world for me. But I'm feeling mighty good. I'm feeling good this evening. Thank you, Steve-O. That's lovely. Let's put it right there in the pocket, huh? Yeah. And Nicholas Sample on bass once again. My baby. And my Joe. I love you so much.
Oh, that kills me. And my Joe. I love you so much. Woo! Randy Crawford and Joe Sample with Steve Gadd on drums and Nicholas Sample on bass. Feeling Good from the live CD, 2012. Mercy. That song, by the way, is originally from the 60s musical, The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, which is actually a transposition. It's supposed to be The Smell of the Grease Paint, The Roar of the Crowd, but Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricos, oldsters will remember those names, thought that they were doing everybody a great comic service by turning it around. And Anthony Newley is another story entirely. But when Joe Sample and Randy Crawford got together to do that song, mercy me. Oh, feeling good. Yes, we all need that so desperately. We lost our Joe on the 12th of September. And this may come as a little surprise to folks in the chat room. Beige and Yolanda and a guest or two floating in and out, and Griselda, who's coming back. She's having a little problem with her audio. Here's the thing. When Joe Sample was last on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, it was September the 12th, 2013. Exactly a year to the day. Yes. So thinking about that just took my breath away the other day. And I didn't know until the New York Times posted Joe's obituary what the cause of death was. And this has been a topic that gets discussed in Maryland quite a bit because we have a major lawyer in the city who is one of the owners of the Baltimore Orioles. And he champions these cases all the time. Asbestos gets in your lungs or something gets in your lungs and it disturbs the lining of the lungs. And Joe passed away from mesothelioma, which is essentially, from what I can deduce, a cancer of the lining of the membranes in the lungs. So we knew for a while that Joe had pneumonia, and he was in and out of the hospital because of that. He got to see come to fruition a live reading of Quadroon that meant so much to him about his beloved saint. He worked on this particular presentation with Jonathan Brook, who is missing Joe pretty badly. She spent a lot of time with him. And I think that he went into a sort of a relapse, but when he went into the hospital, they found out that, and it takes decades to be able to recognize this particular kind of cancer, but he lingered for weeks. So as much as we are sad about Joe Sample having left us, let's be very happy, I know it's hard, that he is no longer in pain and that his loved ones, Yolanda, his wife, his ex-wife, Marianne, Nick, his son, and all of his beloved friends and his sister who is still among us. Joe was the fourth of five children. Let's be happy that he's no longer in pain, shall we? Let's try to do that. Butch and Rhonda Coleman, Night Sketches, the name of the CD. Oh, my God. Night Sketches. The Conversation, the name of that song featuring Rodney Skeet Curtis. Rhonda on keyboards. Told you you're going to hear a lot of that today. Butch, Rodney, both on bass solos. Joshua Amo Coleman on drums. Very popular in L.A. these days because he's producing his full head off and writing songs. John Grant on guitar, Greg Boyer on trombone, Benny Cowan on trumpet, Greg Thomas on saxophone. This is what we call in our neck of the woods an all-star set of artistry that doesn't get to play all together, not as much as we'd like. So this is pretty awesome stuff. Butch and Rhonda. And some of those cats and kitties are going to be at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum this Thursday night. Joy Hall, our good friend, is going to be host. There's a lot to see if you go to the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African American History. You'll see it on Facebook. It's been posted a time or two, and it's in the events section. So if you need more information, just holla at me. Birthday yesterday, Cannonball Adderley, Julian, who got the name Cannonball because he ate quite a bit in high school, and there was a smart aleck who thought that Cannonball fit him a lot better than Julian. Birthday was yesterday, born on the 28th, actually no, the 15th of September, 1928, left us at the age of 46. Sheesh! In 1975, but oh, that living that Tampa, Florida boy did. Something else. And mercy, 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 live at the club really demonstrated that. In case you don't know the story, it was not live at the club. But Cannonball had a special friendship with the guy who owned the DeLisa Club in Chicago, and he wanted to give the club a plug. What happened was it was actually in the Hollywood studios of Capitol Records where there was an open bar. So you hear those shrieks interspersed throughout the LP, and you know why. Everybody was drunk. So much fun. Oh, my gosh. Joe Zawinul on piano. Nate Adderley and cornet. Victor Gaskin on bass. Roy McCurdy on drums. And Cannonball on that unforgettable saxophone. You might remember, if you don't go back, 1967, the year after this, the Buckinghams, a little pop group, decided to do a lyric for mercy, mercy, mercy. Now, some, I'm sure, hate it, but those of us who appreciate the song so much got to have some kind of love in your heart for what the Buckinghams did, these three little white boys. So funny, so full of love, honestly. Speaking of which, Patrick Bradley comes your way in the third hour of the show. This is a man who is quite intriguing, a very spiritually inclined keyboardist who plays, by the way, beach, piano, Moog, and organ. So we're going to have some of those delights from Patrick coming up. Patrick is the Pacific Coast president, as it were, of Whole Foods. So you're asking yourself, what? Yeah, he has this beautiful organic food retail situation going on, but he can't help himself. He's just so good. And the friends he has to help him on Can You Hear Me? You are going to get knocked out, seriously. So that's coming up, third hour of the show. We're going to do more Joe Sample right now, if you don't mind, from 1979, title track from the glorious, life-changing Carmel on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz. Now, you can imagine that for many of us, that song is really haunting us now because it's a Joe Sample song, and he had the idea in mind of homage to all of the greats who inspired him. Jelly Roll Morton, Fats Waller, and John Coltrane, and somewhere in his mind, of course, if you went back to listen to the interview that he did the first time around on Hybrid Jazz, you heard him talk about James Reese Europe. And whoa, did that gentleman who lived way back when put a hurtin' on Joe to learn how to play that keyboard. So much more, or at least the equivalent of Joe spending time as a little boy playing piano for his mom after church on Sunday for all the ladies. That little image is just so permanent in my head. So, Soul Shadows. Now, we begin to understand that Joe Sample is part of those Soul Shadows. And someone else will come along and write a song or two or 300 about Joe Sample and the impact that Joe made on their life and their work. Just something that is so, wrapping your head around that, just something else. Denise Donatelli spoke about that when she was on the show, my gosh, months back now. Just love her voice. Grammy nominated this particular album called Soul Shadows, by the way. Former CNN staffer who got to do the music a little bit later in life so she could make sure that her family was taken care of. Pennsylvania girl, now in Los Angeles and surrounding herself with some amazing people, including Jeffrey Keyser on piano. I'm telling you, piano rules the day here. Also, Tim Garland on sax, Peter Sprague on guitar, Steve Hufstetter on trumpet, Ramon Stagnaro on guitar as well, and Carlos D. Wardell Puerto on bass, with the great Alex Acuna on percussion. Oh, my gosh. Love to get these credits in as far as the artists backing up the other artists. It's just so important because, and Lenny Castro brought this home because he had a post or two on Facebook about when he heard of the passing of Joe. He had just come off of a plane in Australia. Lenny working with everybody and his mama and had a long time friendship with Joe. Couldn't help crying. When you think about the folks that have surrounded Joe who have loved their time. Now, Joe wasn't always easy on musicians around him, but everybody that I saw who posted about Joe loved their time because they learned a lot when they were with him, because Joe would tell you in no uncertain terms if you were messing up. So he also had a way of saying, why don't you do it this way? Why don't you think about changing a chord here and there? And the guys and the gals loved it. There were less of the gals around him because, you know, Joe was pretty old school that way. But you remember that the last time he was here when he was talking about the Creole Joe Band, he was mentioning how much he loved Erica Falls, the singer. I'm not sure if she knows how much Joe really appreciated the kind of song stylist and the power that she had. She really needs to listen to that interview. We'll have to send her a message later on. We heard Ray Gaskins in the middle there from his CD, A Night in the Life. This has gone back several years ago now. A tribute to Joe Sample on this, Ashes to Ashes, with our good friend Daoud Saeed on keyboard and Tony Bunn on bass. Yeah, we had to make sure it was not only Joe doing the music, but can you imagine all of the people who have included Joe Sample songs on their work? Oh, my God, incredible. And we started off with Joe Sample, Carmel, 1979, with Hubert Laws on this, Styx Hooper on drums, who started off with Joe in the Crusaders, in the Jazz Crusaders, Abe Laboriel on bass, Dean Parks on guitar. Paulino da Costa on percussion. A big tribute. Every single song on that LP was dedicated to the California coastline. Splendid. Oh, my gosh. If you go to Amazon and read the reviews of people who wrote about that particular project back in the late 70s, it's like they never heard music before. Just beautiful, one after the other. Thank you, Joe, for this music. It changed my life. It made me appreciate music again. He was no stranger to all of that. Man. And now we're going to hear a keyboardist in the third hour of the show who brings that passion and that soul-stirring joy to you. Oof, got to play a song soon by Patrick Bradley. First, though, I want to play something brand new by Peter White. Can I do that? Yes! Peter White's got Smile, the CD, coming out on October the 7th. This is the single from it. It's called Head Over Heels on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman. We started talking. I took her home then to get a few nips, but all I had was one mint julep. One mint julep was the start of it all. I don't remember just how it started. I only know that we should have parted. I stole a kiss then, and then I didn't mean to take it further. One lip was the cause of it all. It was the cause of it all. Well, the lights are burning low. They're in the parlor where I'm through the kitchen door. Up popped your father, he said, I saw you when you kissed my daughter. You better wed her right now or face manslaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry a Beta Rowan. I meant julep, I meant julep, I meant julep, I meant julep. One meant julep was the cause of it all.
Calls everything.
From 2012's High Fly CD. That was with John Hendricks, who's celebrating his 93rd birthday today. John Hendricks. 1921 was his birth date. Jazz lyricist and singer, one of the originators of vocalese. And vocalese, in case no one has ever defined it for you, it adds lyrical content to an instrumental that's already there, and replaces the instruments with vocalists. So a lot of people have taken a page from the John Hendricks songbook when he was with Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, one of these amazing groups back in the 50s, early 60s, who took the music of Duke Ellington and Count Basie and made it something special. John Bourne, one of 14 children in Ohio, and went from place to place with his family because his dad had assignments with the AME Church as pastor. John had such a life. Oh, my gosh. He knew his little gift early, and he actually went with Ted Lewis and was part of the Me and My Shadow deal back then. You've heard of that song? Yeah, when he was about 13 years old. Got involved in World War II, came back, got involved in music. So much music. We could be here from now until tomorrow telling you about the amazing inspiration that John had, that he continues to inspire, but he is still kicking at the age of 93. We did a little coffee gallery tribute to him this morning on Facebook. He's something else. And when he decided to do this for Sasha Vasandhani, it was as though he was saying to Sasha, I'm passing the torch to you, because John really appreciates those who get the concept of what jazz is all about and those who have a reverence for what has been. Phew! Man, that was good stuff. Yes, sir. Waiting for Sasha's new website, by the way. There was once upon a time he was supposed to be on Hyper Jazz, and he forgot all about it and tried really hard to apologize. So maybe at the latter end of this year, which is coming up quickly, by the way, maybe we'll have him on and find out what's going on from him. By the way, that album was produced by John Clayton. Real nice stuff. And John Hendricks has another track on the album, the title, which he co-wrote. We heard two from Cedar Walton, 1980, from Soundscapes. That was Sixth Avenue. Another one of those piano masters who learned how to play and arrange in college, and didn't that come in handy when he was in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers? Shoo! One of his chief inspirations was Nat King Cole on piano, and just one of those, to me and to many others, unsung heroes as far as piano is concerned. He passed away about 2 weeks or so after George Duke last year, and so many lament his passing. Prolific composer, just a particular kind of style, National Endowment of the Arts jazz master. On Soundscapes, he had the great Al Foster on drums, and one of the people that has touched me most as far as music is concerned in life, Rubens Bassini on percussion, who I saw with Deodato a number of times, and always had this little flirtation going on. Oh, when you are a young woman and you meet one of these real men in music who is just so powerful and charismatic on an instrument, Rubens Bassini was one, yes. Peter White, brand new, Head Over Heels, from the forthcoming CD called Smile on the 7th, featuring his 13-year-old daughter, Charlotte, on violin, by the way. Yes! Can't wait for that. Peter, by the way, in about 4 days, he will be 60. Yes, Peter, you will be joining my decade. Have to give you some pointers. Doing his Christmas tour, you know about this, with Mindy Hebert and Rick Braun, playing a number of places, including Florida. Real tickled to hear about that, because maybe by this time next year we'll be able to catch Peter and company doing his thing in and about Florida. Many locations, too. Yes. Is it time to play something by Patrick Bradley? Yes. He will be with us next hour between the Gurov brothers and Rick Scott in Los Angeles. got turned on to this wonderful keyboardist, piano, organ, and Moog synthesizer by way of these wonderful gentlemen who work in the music business, making sure that we all get what we need as far as what's happening. This is a gentleman who has caught the attention of not only Dave Cause, but Dave Cause turned him on to Jeff Lorber, who co-wrote with Patrick every single one of these tracks on the CD. This one is called Daylight from Can You Hear Me on Hyper Jazz. is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you. your life was low, you had nowhere to go. People turned their backs on you, and everybody said that you were through. I took you in, I made you strong again, put you back together out of all the dreams you left along the way.
So, you know, we're never going to hear that song in the same way again, right? Of course you know that. Man, from 1999, Joe Sample and Layla Hathaway, When Your Life Was Low, from the song Lives On. Already, that song meant so much to so many of us because you can take it a few different ways. But now that Joe is gone, oh, it's just, it's going to take a little while before we ever get used to the way that we perceived it, if we ever do. Kirk Whalen, of course, on saxophone. But what you have to know about that particular song and about so many others that Joe was involved with is the great collaboration that he had with Will Jennings, a fellow Texan who had a decades-long friendship with Joe. You just would not believe what they were capable of doing together. Will and Joe got together to write the song Street Life for Randy Crawford. Joe and Will wrote the better part of three projects for B.B. King, Midnight Believer in 78, Take It Home the next year, and There Is Always One More Time in 1991. B.B. King, by the way, is 89 today. Yes. Will Jennings, no stranger to country music, wrote some hits with Rodney Crowell, Many a Long and Lonesome Highway, What Kind of Love, Please Remember Me, Tim McGraw, Ring a Bell. But this is the kind of work that Will Jennings, who co-wrote that song with Joe, has done. Stevie Winwood, When You See a Chance, Higher Love, Valerie, Roll With It, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Love This Way Again, Barry Manilow, Somewhere in the Night, and Looks Like We Made It, Whitney Houston, Didn't We Almost Have It All, Jimmy Buffett, a couple of songs from that camp, Up Where We Belong, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. Does that give you an indication of what Will Jennings has done? So you can imagine, Will is 70. When Joe passed, he was 75. You can imagine that Will is in mourning because there are a lot of songs that they have done through the years, and you just never knew that name. But now you do, and now you know the magic of When Your Life Was Low. It's Joe's keyboard and the combination of Will and Joe together. Just amazing stuff. Woo! We heard, too, did we ever, sample this from 1997. George Duke got together with Joe Sample and decided to re-record some of the choice selections of the songs through the years. Whew. So on this particular album, Dennis Rowland, who is a good friend of Pete Gitlin, by the way, who is sad that he couldn't join us in the chat room today. He's doing some recording. But Dennis Rowland did Soul Shadows on this particular project, and the track that you heard is Fly With Wings of Love, that was originally from Rainbow Seeker, one of those magic Joe Sample works that you have to have in your library. Lenny Castro was on this, and someone, a beautiful critic from All Music, wrote that Joe was a master of elegant funk. Isn't that nice? So you had the combination of George Duke throwing in his beautiful fingers on a key or two, Joe Sample on a beautiful reworking on Fly With Wings of Love. And we heard Patrick Bradley from Can You Hear Me? That was Daylight, and we'll hear more tracks. Patrick, coming your way at the top of next hour. Really looking forward to this. Have for a little while. So if I can sort of just stop my excitement a little bit, I'll get into a track that was one of the inspirations for Joe Sample when he was young coming up, Fats Waller, and Ain't Misbehavin' on Hybrid Jazz. Woof!
myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for.
Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go.
I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Radio.
did you see my little brother over here? I thought I saw him drinking a beer. If anybody asks you, don't say I don't know. C'est la vie, bon temps, je mauvais temps, my best friend and his girlfriend went way too far. Were they over there in that parked car? Now if anybody asks you, don't say I don't know. C'est la vie, bon temps, je mauvais temps, j'aimais. Do you care enough to show someone a better route to go? Or will you just go along or stop a friend from doing wrong? If anybody, don't say I don't know. C'est la vie, bon temps, je mauvais temps,
mercy. Whew. You heard that song last when Joe Sample was with us on September the 12th, 2013. I've never seen an artist of that kind of legendary stature get so excited about a new album. When he was with us in 2012, he was talking about finishing it, and he was excited then. But he was over the moon talking about the Creole Joe project. A chance for him to get back to his roots, a chance for him to work with the man that you just heard, the amazing C.J. Chenier, who is the Creole son of the Grammy Award-winning King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. Had a chance to meet CJ and got a picture taken with him after the amazing Creole Joe show that came to Ram's Head in Annapolis last year. and you saw the big picture, the cover picture on Facebook with Ray Parker Jr. and Joe and me that we had taken after the show. At that time, honestly, when he walked away, we were the last little group to be with him. Micah Chevalier had a chance to talk with him and found out that they might have some kin in common. So that was very exciting for her birthday. It was September the 19th that we saw him at Ram's Head last year. So when we watched him walk away, there was just something about the slow gait that he had. And I thought to myself, this is the last time that you'll see Joe. Whew, man, all coming back to me. Man, it was something else. That concert made him feel like he wanted to live. He was on fire on that stage, shooting out directions to Nick on the other keyboard. Back and forth with Ray. My God, I thought they were going to have a fist fight at one point because Ray Parker Jr. and he had this really special relationship. Oh, my God. This cast of characters, seriously, on that stage was unlike anything you've ever seen. And CJ was singing some songs. That particular one from the album, wasn't that something? If anybody asks you a song about making sure that you're accountable in your life and being honest to those people who are around you, your friends and those who you can help. One of those great songs that we need to be playing all the time, seriously. We heard Bria Skonberg, So Is the Day, from 2012. Shoo! Girl, playing trumpet, singing the song. Man, she is so hot. Bria is going to be doing something special on the 20th. It's called Voonstruck, V as in I'm trying to think of a French word, voulez something, as in victory. Voonstruck happening at the Droon Club. Live hot jazz in New York City and a swing dance party. So her website has more information. And then you're going to get to see her, lucky folks who are going to travel a little bit to see this at Birdland, the Louis Armstrong Eternity Band, happening very soon in the Big Apple. That gal from Canada has made a few inroads, and does she ever get the buzz? Because she is serious about her business. And trumpet is her business. She also loves to sing, and she likes to bring different people into the fold of jazz. She's just incredible. We heard too, Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehavin'. That stride and that piano swing got to Joe Sample in the best way that you could ever imagine. So I thought it might be nice to play them a little bit of Fats and get you into the swing of things, as it were, so we can get to our guest coming up at the top of the hour. I would be remiss if I did not play a gentleman who I saw on Sunday night, and thank you to Laura Price from Ram's Head in Annapolis. Laura's got her fingers in a lot of different kinds of pies, as you might suspect, because Ram's Head is just one of those venues that has offshoots in other kinds of endeavors across the state. Like, there's a Ram's Head now in the new casino in Anne Arundel County in Maryland. There's a Ram's Head Live in Baltimore City. There is a partnership now with the Chesapeake Art Center, which is where I saw Jeffrey Osborne. So I think that we need to play this song, because when I tell you that he brought the house down with this, it would be an exaggeration. 66 years old, let me just say this, and putting men to shame who are half his age. He was kneeling down, talking to folks in the front of the audience. He was going out through the crowd. He was getting people to sing the woo-woo song. He is so fine in so many ways. And that picture that we had taken, my son took the picture. T had a chance to express to him how much he appreciated his music. When a 22-year-old gets taken aback by somebody spending that kind of energy. So he dipped into LTD days. Oh, yes, he did. Dipped into the great work that he did with George Duke, of course. And then the last project that they did together, A Time for Love, Jeffrey did this song, What a Wonderful World. So I thought I'd play it for you on Hybrid Jazz.
Shadows fall and spread the misty charms in the hush of night while I'm in your arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender.
There was just so much music to play for you today. You know, we were just awash in planning. Sometimes my son helps me plan the show. He has these suggestions while he's eating dinner, and Jeffrey Osborne had done that song the other night when we saw him in Baltimore, and I had to play it. This version, of course, by Paula Cole with Chris Bode, and before that it was Jeffrey and the magnificent Louis Armstrong song, What a Wonderful World, from A Time for Love. I wasn't sure if our guest was going to call a little bit early or a little bit late. I was fully flexible. I've got my songs ready. I've been anticipating this visit for a little while now. You know, when you've been doing radio for as long as some of us have, since 1976, and you see and hear a lot of music that passes before you. Somebody brings it to your attention maybe, or you get something in the mail and you decide to listen right there and then. It doesn't have the same impact all the time, does it? No, I can tell you it does not. When I heard Patrick Bradley, all of Can You Hear Me, this amazing CD, I really did not look at any credits. I just wanted to hear the music. And it did something so profound to me. And then I read about his background. Not just the part where he has worked so hard and so long and acquired so much success with Whole Foods, not just because it was a recommendation from Dave Koz to Jeff Lorber that they get together. Jeff and Patrick had this amazing chemistry together. Jeff and Patrick wrote the songs on the CD. I find out about his previous projects, and I'm listening to the music, and then one of the facts that hits me right between the eyes about Patrick is that he has this strong spiritual inclination, and that drew me in. I could hear it in every note. Piano, organ, Moog, he is amazing. And that's why when you see the teaser for today, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, ordinarily you don't see an adjective in front of the name. Today, it says the name of the show with the amazing Patrick Bradley, and that's who I give you right now. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Trish. Wow. How are you?
I'm better now. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much. Thanks for all the kind words.
Oh, listen, it's my pleasure. I told Rick Scott, I said, you have no idea how much I'm looking forward to Patrick, because when I saw what you wrote about the title track and about your mother and about appreciating what God has done and continues to do in your life, I knew that this was going to be a splendid time.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's been a fun project for sure.
Fun. I'll betcha. You have an all-star cast, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a real pleasure to work with all of them. Many of them were on my last record too, but each one's got its own vibe, so really had a great time.
Well, you know, I have to ask you, every single track on this, and I've listened to the album, by the way, 4 or 5 times now.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of my new favorite CDs, and I am...
Thank you.
Yes, I'm telling you the truth. I love the liner notes because I have hard copy. Love hard copy, Patrick.
Yep.
Yep. When you see everybody that's involved... and knowing your inspiration, are you a little excited, more than a little excited? What do you anticipate now from this CD dropping very soon?
Well, I'm ecstatic. I'm very excited about the project. It releases next week, and the single's already climbing up the charts, and I'm getting nothing but great reviews from everywhere. So I'm very hopeful and very happy with it.
Now, how does one do this? You're juggling such a wonderful position within Whole Foods, one of my favorite places on the face of the earth. Thank you very much.
Mine too.
Yes, I'll bet. When you're immersed in the work with your daylight job, as it were, how do you go about trying to formulate different avenues for music? Do you have a plan carved out? What happens if people all over the world want to hear you?
Well, it is tricky. First of all, working with Whole Foods, I've been with them for 30 years and absolutely love them and very passionate about what I do there as well. And it's a great company that allows you to, have balance in your life. I pretty much at the nighttime, whenever I can, I'll go in the studio and whatnot. And honestly, if you look at it, it's not like I'm banging out records every year. I'm about every 3 years or so. So that's about all I can do at this point. I'm having a good time doing it. I'm very grateful that I can do that still.
Well, this is the one, Patrick, honestly. This is the one that is going to cement your particular mark in music history. There's something about the combination of songs. I love the tribute for your late father-in-law. I love Voyage so much. and I just played Daylight a little while ago. Sometimes you gravitate to different songs when you hear them the first or second time. I'm very mindful of who I have in my chat room right now, because Beej is listening in Southern California, or California. She moved a little bit north, but she loves the organ. So I'm saving a particular song for her.
Okay.
Yep. How did you get involved so much in your love of all things that have keys? What was it?
Well, you know, the funny thing is I was basically 8 years old, and I was in my neighbor's house playing. You know, he was my buddy, and his sister had a small little Magnum, or I think it was called Magnus, a small organ. And, you know, I don't know if you remember them, but that's the kind with the numbers and the push-button chords. And
oh, yeah.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was gravitated towards it. And, you know, it had a little song up there, and I think it was Silent Night, I think. And I just followed the numbers, and it worked. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And so I asked my mom and dad for, you know, if they could get me a, you know, one of those organs for Christmas. And lo and behold, I got one of those and that Christmas. And that's how I actually started. I pretty much self-taught myself for a
Amazing.
Long time. And fell in love with it. It was like a daily thing, and I had to play all the time. And yeah, that's how it all started.
Wow! So you went through a lot of different changes as far as your tastes are concerned, because you are very well versed with rock and rock fusion and classical and jazz, and that's the sweet spot in hearing all of these tunes. Because, you know, for those of us who have those backgrounds that dictated that you heard multiple genres, there's a real appreciation for what you bring to the table. And I think that's why so many amazing people, I love Jimmy Haslip. He was on the show a few months ago, and I love
right.
what he does with bass. And Rick
yeah.
Braun is a buddy. Rick was on the show. You have these kindred spirits in this contemporary jazz world now. Do you feel like you're a true part of the scenery now, Patrick?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, you know, I mean, the one cool thing about, well, there's many cool things, but the whole contemporary jazz scene, I mean, it's one big family.
Yes.
And everybody is so full of love and friendship and just goodness and kindness. It's really easy. You know, so like I just got back off of Dave Koz's cruise in Alaska, and
yes.
it was like a reunion of people. I only see some of them only once a year, but it was like we've been hanging out all year, and it's just great. And yeah, I definitely feel like I'm a part of that family. It's great.
And Dave Koz, the friendship really started with him, and then you got to meet Jeff through Dave. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, ironically, I met Dave on one of his cruises quite a few years ago, and over years became dear friends. And then I actually mentioned that I wanted to do another record, and he was the one who introduced me to Jeff Lorber, and that's when we did the Under the Sun record, which
yes.
came out in 2011.
And the chemistry between you and Jeff is really something, and it makes me feel so happy. It makes me feel like I'm part of it more than I should, I guess, because Jeff and I went to different high schools, but within a couple of blocks from each other at the same time.
Really?
So,
wow, what a
yes.
small world, right?
Isn't it? He went to Cheltenham
yeah, really
High
is.
School. I went to Bishop McDevitt, and we never knew about each other. But also at the same time, Randy and Michael Brecker were going to Cheltenham High. So,
wow.
You
yeah.
know, what you talk about a small family when you find out that there's all these kinds of similarities in background, or you know some folks that others know, and you get a chance to be together. I would imagine that this particular cruise, because you went to Alaska And everybody that I saw on Facebook was ooing and eyeing over the scenery and the food. Were you doing that too?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, the weather was unbelievable. I mean, it was clear skies in the 50s and 60s, just absolutely beautiful. But, I mean, for me, I mean, it's just the music. I mean, the music's so incredible, and there's so many gifted musicians, whether they're headliners or in the bands or whatever. They're all just amazing people and just so gifted and talented. It's just, it's a blast. You got to pinch yourself every time you go on a stage. I mean, one day Mindy Hebert came by and sat in with one of the concerts that we did, and then Michael Linkton did, and it was just, you know, I mean, that doesn't happen just anywhere. So
it was
a really great time.
And one of the people on your CD that I absolutely love, and the one that actually made me exclaim out loud because we are friends, is Dwight Sills. That guitar work lent itself so beautifully to what you had in mind, did it not? Whoa!
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Dwight is just a beautiful player. And you know, this is the second album he's played with me on. And,
yes.
Because he was on Under the Sun, too. And, yeah, he's a tremendous player and such a great person.
He really is just fabulous and always very caring and very positive about people. And that's part of the other energy component that I just have to stress to people. Usually I don't fawn as much, but this particular album just hit me so hard, and I'm going to play a reason why. You can hang out for maybe another 15 minutes or so. Can you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good. I want you to tell me the background and tell folks who are listening live or in the archives. I love this particular point about the title track. I love the title. I love the idea that it's the title for a whole project, but it's close to my heart. My mom passed away in 2009 at the age of 98. So... it's good. She had a long and wonderful life. But your mom was the focal point of this song. Tell us.
Well, the title's Can You Hear Me? And this was one of those moments. Actually, when I wrote Under the Sun, my father had passed away on my birthday. And you know,
wow.
It was all old age. I mean, so, and they both lived, you know, tremendous lives. And I was able to write a song for my dad that, made it to Under the Sun called Tears from the Sky. And I wanted to put another song together for my mom, but I just didn't have the song yet. So, and I tried a couple songs and they didn't own up to what I really wanted it to be. So fast forward, and basically one day I'm practicing and the melody of Can You Hear Me just hits me like a brick. And the title came to me at the exact same time. And it was one of those moments you just kind of like go, wow. And, you know, it's, the melody came to me, the title, Can You Hear Me? And my first thought was, you know, towards God, can you hear me? Can you hear this? You've given me this gift. You know, that sort of thing. And then it was like, at the same time, it's like, this is it. This is a song for my mom. So finally I had a song and a title that kind of was, you know, pretty cool, I think. And, you know, because my parents supported me for years and years and years through music, but they didn't really ever get to see, you know, Under the Sun or obviously Can You Hear Me and the level of musicians I was playing with and whatnot. And so they never got to see that. So the Can You Hear Me was really a cry. It's like, here, I, you know, I'm hoping you can and look what's happening and that sort of thing. So really just written for the memory of my mom.
That's beautiful. Well, Patrick Bradley is our guest today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and I want you to envelop yourself in this. I know that some of the folks in the chat room are going to take this real personally, as they should. Can you hear me? Enjoy. Thank you. Okay, so now you know why I fell in love with this whole album. When you have that kind of artistry, the feel on that piano, and you've got Jeff Lorber and Dave Koz and Dwight Sills and Gary Novak and then Patrick Bradley just bringing everything together. Patrick, just so you know, you've got a couple of people crying in the chat room.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's
a deep
song. Really something. It is. Are you okay? This is probably one of the first times.
The odd thing is I'm looking at a picture of my mom, and I'm like, okay, pull it together, dude.
Oh, jeez.
I wasn't counting on that.
I don't know how many interviews you've done in light of this new CD that's going to drop, but it occurred to me when the song is playing, you know, Trish, you're thinking about folks in the chat room because most of the chat roomers can relate to having had a mom pass away, but I wasn't necessarily thinking of you getting emotional. Bless your heart.
I'm okay.
Okay. Oh, jeez. You know, this has got to be an exciting time in your life. You have balanced things out so well. You have a wonderful family. You have a wonderful career. And then you have this music that keeps tugging on you.
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful thing. What else are you going to do? Do you make plans way in advance as far as the music is concerned and where you're going to go, for example, or what, just play it by ear?
You know, I always have – I'm kind of one of those guys that just sees what – you know, I'm waiting for the doors to open and, you know, and the opportunities keep coming, and I take advantage of them when I can. And I mean, obviously, I can't go out and tour, so, but I'll go out and do weekend gigs here and there, and to support the album. But yeah, I mean, music's kind of a, for me, it's kind of a spur of the moment thing. It's like, you know, I can't force it; it's got to be when it happens, and yeah.
Well, here's why I asked you the question. The other day, knowing that you were going to be on the show this particular 16th of September for folks who are listening live and for folks who are making note of this in the archives later, I happened to see a movie that I didn't really intend to see, but I wanted to get away from the violence and the assault on your senses from the networks. It was around dinner time. So this movie had a particular powerful plot, although there was no violence in it. And what was really significant about the movie was that the music throughout captured your attention and made the story come into focus. Patrick, that's what you do. You are able to tell instrumental stories, and you refocus people into paying attention. If you wanted to, you could absolutely have another career writing these exceptional, extraordinary pieces for film.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, you don't. And I'm thinking that third time's the charm here.
I'm thinking. No, it's funny. A lot of people are saying that. So let's see how it goes. It all starts next week.
Yeah, it's going to drop next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, the single's actually out.
Yes.
But the release is the 23rd.
23rd, boy, that's a...
Yeah, that's next Tuesday. It's a week from today.
I know. Monumental date. So I know, and I have to thank all of those who brought you to my attention in the past couple of years. More recently, Rick Scott, because he's the one who sent me the CD. Have to give him mad love because he's always trying to take care of his friend in Baltimore. So
he's a great guy. He's pounding the pavement for me. I love it.
Yes, he sure does that well, doesn't he?
Yes, he certainly does.
Well, what are you gravitating to now? I know all of these songs are like children for you. You can't really pick one over the other because there's bound to be love, a different kind for each. But I've got a couple of picked out.
Yeah, it's really difficult for me to do that because it's, you know, each in this record, each song has got, you know, it's got its own vibe, it's got its own message, and I'm just really happy with the whole project. Very pleased with how everything turned out. Of course,
I'll
you always
I'll
have
bet
your favorites.
and it's of
I'm
course
curious,
you do.
What are your favorites?
well, here's the thing, and it's always going to change. But you have to go by the initial chemical feel, and then the fourth or fifth time you hear it, there's a different chemical reaction because some other things are happening in your life. But
right.
I picked out, I've played Daylight. Of course, Can You Hear Me? I love All In, and I love Voyage. Those are the ones I've picked out because usually I do three for an artist, but I picked out four for you.
Wow.
All In is something just that the title of it is so relatable, and the music captures that vibe. You do that.
Well, you know, the funny thing about this project is originally it was supposed to be All In, the title, because I really wanted to dig a little deeper on this title and or on this project and really go as deeply as I could musically and you know, but late in the process it clearly became Can You Hear Me, and that was just actually a couple months ago. It just changed it, so All In was actually the first song I wrote for the record.
Well, Patrick, I'm really glad that you changed the title because when folks, and there's a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter who have seen the image of the,
right.
the CD jacket, Can You Hear Me? There is you right up front and center, and Can You Hear Me is just so obvious because you've got signaling strength behind you.
Yeah, there's a few satellites involved.
Yes. So it's a no-brainer that you would call it that. People are going to fall out when they see this picture. At first, you look like some sort of suave 1940s aviator. That's what you look like. So,
but I'm clearly not.
Well, and then the back, because, again, the hard copy, it's just so cool. Who was the one who had this design for the project?
We worked with Janet Wolfsburn. She did an incredible job, and she actually did Under the Sun as well. So this was her second project with me, and
awesome.
This one was a blast. I mean, we went, you know, we didn't go through that many renditions this time, but Can You Hear Me was it was kind of easy to come up with cool covers. So. Yeah, she did a tremendous job, though.
It's so unique. It really is. And here's my question. I'm not going to keep it too much longer. Do you really like the idea of arranging? Is that something that really excites you? I have an idea that it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I am. I mean, I write constantly. I mean, I'm
Do
always
you?
Writing songs and arranging and I actually kind of turn it off when I'm recording just so I don't have more competition for songs. So I'm starting to turn it back on, and I wrote a song yesterday already.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just what I do. I'm always writing, and yeah, so I love it.
I love it, too. I love that you take us on journeys that we ordinarily wouldn't have the opportunity to go on. Catalan did that for me.
Yep.
And then North of Evermore did the same thing. You have this this contemporary way of delivering the message, but there's something ancient in you too, which is why I think you're so cool.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
You're
North of Evermore is one of those songs that, you know, really goes to my influence on the from basic fusion players, and it's one of my favorites. Love it.
Yeah, it's you can't deny what your roots are. I don't pretend to even know what kind of an age range you're in. I know that you're younger than me because everybody is. but you have had these major influences as you've been going along in your life, and they've all absorbed, and it comes out into this just beautiful, I don't know, symmetry, synchronicity, chemistry, all of the itties at the end. Just beautiful work, and I'm so glad that you had the time to spend today, Patrick. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Trish. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Hopefully I'll see you down the road. I know that you can't really do your thing as far as touring. Guess we'll have to have a contingent to come to California.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I who knows? I might be able to do a few gigs on the weekends out there. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, we'll be looking for that. Rick and I will be in touch because Rick knows that I'm absolutely rabid about what the next step is for you. So that's awesome. Tell everybody at Whole Foods we said hello. We love them.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And
I will.
You're so welcome. And I hope you don't mind. I want to do All In right now, and I'm going to end the show in another 20 minutes or so with Voyage, if you don't mind.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and
pleasure,
we'll see you soon,
talking
Patrick.
Pleasure with you today.
Pleasure talking
Bye.
To you, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Patrick Bradley, oh, my gosh, so great to hear the man behind the music. Let's play this for you because I think that you're going to really appreciate. I know one person in the chat room for sure is, and she knows why, on Hybrid Jazz. still hang around. Neither lost nor found. I hear the lonely sound of music in the night. Nights are always bright, that's all that's left for me. Because there's no place I can go. Street life, it's the only life I know. Street life, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street life, until you play your life away. You let some people see just who you wanna be. And every night you shine just like a superstar. That's how the life is played, a 10-cent masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk, you're who you think you are. Street life, you can run away from time. Street life, for a nickel or a dime. Street life, but you better not get old. Street life, or you're gonna feel the cold. There's always love for a grown-up fairy tale. Prince Charming always smiles behind a silver spoon. If you keep it young, your song is always sung. Your love will pay your way beneath the silver moon. Smile behind
gotta keep it young. Your song is always song. And don't play the street light. Play it, Mickey. I'll play the street light. Nicholas Sample on bass, none other than my Joe, Sweet Joe Sample, on piano. We love you, Dusseldorf. Thank you so much. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. You need to pick up the CD if you want something to really, soak in the joy, soak in the love here. The live CD from 2012, Randy Crawford, Joe Sample, Steve Gadd, and Nicholas Sample. Street Life, the song that Joe and Will Jennings wrote for Randy Crawford back in the day, in the 70s. Dear God, just seems so incredible to conceive. A refresher course. When Joe was here in 2012 to talk about the CD, he had a lot to say about Randy. He alluded to the fact that there was possibly some headbutting involved. What really sticks is that, first of all, he said that she doesn't take any shit from any man. And number... let me phrase that. The second thing is that he said that she's a national treasure. So they've been friends for a long, long time. There's probably been a lot of headbutting. Randy has probably won a number of times, most of the time, just because Joe looks so docile around her when he wasn't with anybody else. Randy just has that kind of personality. So keep her in your prayers. She must be feeling the loss more than most people, because when you have a musical collaboration with someone and a unique kind of chemistry and are close in that direction, it just spills over that you're going to have some kind of relationship or friendship. They really did love each other so much. And it's almost like, in some circles, you can't say Joe Sample without Randy Crawford. You can't say Randy Crawford without Joe Sample. So I've been thinking about her. Yolanda is in the chat room. She's been thinking about her. A lot of folks are, and we haven't really seen Randy surface since Joe's passed. Maybe I'm wrong. If you have seen anything that she has written in a public way, let me know. I would be really glad to see that she's okay. We heard Patrick Bradley. We heard another one of those tracks from Can You Hear Me called All In. This particular track features Jeff Lorber. He's on every single one. Michael Thompson on guitar. Jimmy Haslip on bass. And Gary Novak on drums. We're going to be hearing one more song from this CD because it's just so noteworthy. Phew! And this one is a tribute to the late father-in-law that apparently Patrick really loved, Carlos Vidal. There was a lot of meat and nap motion in that man, apparently. Patrick has a smile in his voice every time he describes him, and you can actually hear Carlos during the song. But I wanted to play it because of the significance. I'm going to play two more songs, and one of them is important to play in regard to Joe Sample, because one of those strong inspirations that he had in his life, apart from Fats Waller and the great early piano players, ragtime and swing and stride and all that Creole mix that he got to know while he was growing up and playing the keyboard at such a young age, because Mama made sure that he did. He had his lessons, you know. The big deal for him was knowing about James Reese Europe, who was a ragtime and early jazz bandleader who died in 1919. This gentleman was a character. And I looked earlier to see if there was any YouTube posting, and there is. Joe took this song that he included on the Soul Shadows CD. James Reese Europe did this song with the 369th U.S. Infantry. The Hellfighters is what they were called. When you do any research, and you might remember the first interview when Joe was here, talking about him with such love and respect, we're going to do one of those songs that put James Reese Europe on the map, as it were. Funky little song. You might have heard your parents talk about this song. It was all about the soldiers that came from World War I. And when they got to some of the European cities, Paris, for example, they went back home, if they survived, God bless them, to their rural parts of the country. The song is called, How Are You Going to Keep Them Down on the Farm When They've Just Seen Paris? This is Joe Sample, singular on piano, on Hyper Jazz. And the next song you hear will be by Patrick Bradley. It's called Voyage.
Thank you.
Hybrid Jazz. Delightful. Woo! Can you hear me? The name of the CD that will drop next Tuesday by Patrick Bradley, and you heard Voyage. Did you ever? Patrick on piano, Jeff Lorber on synth bass and additional keys, Rick Braun on trumpet, Dwight Sills on guitar. Dwight, I love you! Gary Novak on drums, David Mann on the horns and arrangement, and the late Carlos Vidal background voice there on Hybrid Jazz. And before that, we heard Joe Sample and something from Soul Shadows. How you gonna keep him on the farm? Man, so tough to say goodbye to Joe. So incredible that we have, and thank you, Yolanda, for this reminder. The memories that we have are so crucial. They really are. Thanks, Beach and Griselda, for joining us today, the folks that have gone back and forth. And Joanna was here for a while. Different guests popping back and forth. Tomorrow we have a show. Don't forget that. Gil Paris, who's going to be playing at B.B. King's on Thursday, which is why we have the show tomorrow. And Chelsea Green will be with us here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you to Patrick Bradley once again, and we'll see you hopefully tomorrow. Love you, chat room. Mwah!